Hello, this is Matt Stansbury with SearchDataCenter.com. Today we are podcasting live with Nina Buick, President of the HP User Group Encompass, and Pam Taylor, Vice President of the IBM Mainframe User Group Share. We'll be talking about their plans and outlook for the coming year, 2007. What kind of innovation would the user groups from IBM and Hewlett-Packard like to see from their vendors in 2007, and what could they do better? And we can start with Nina.
Great. Thank you very much. This is Nina Buick. One of the key areas will be to take marketing messages and buzzwords like adaptive enterprise and flexible infrastructure and turn them into actions. In other words, explaining the how to flex your infrastructure, and also by providing a flexible compute model, vendors will enable their implementers. Second would be software. A lot of vendors have talked about grid or utility computing, but few have delivered on a model beyond web and email hosting. Software as a service, or SaaS, is another way of addressing this issue. If vendors delivered more sophisticated business applications or even non-strategic applications over the internet that are available, reliable, and secure, the issue of flexing the business is more achievable. Third would be simplifying the integration of applications with the operating system. To get to the model of outsourcing the hardware and operating system, or to enable a workforce of innovate versus implement, the integration of applications with the operating system has to simplify. Few enterprise environments can use a plain vanilla off-the-shelf system. In theory, service-oriented architecture, or SOA, partially addresses this challenge. And last but certainly not least, data and email archiving are at the forefront with the pending legal requirements. Amendments to the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure 26B and 2B are up for adoption on December 1st, 2006. Companies will be required to disclose the existence and extent of their backup to the court and their adversaries. The proposed rule facilitates a two-tier system. One requires a company to sort through accessible sources for relevant information, and also requires a search or sampling of inaccessible sources, such as backup tapes, which can cause companies to spend a lot of money. As you can imagine, costs associated with electronic discovery are astronomical. Massive generation of electronic information, which occurs daily, will result in significant costs for legal review and digital discovery consultation. And speaking of exorbitant costs, 93% of all corporate data is being created electronically. The average cost of electronic discovery for a typical litigation is more than $1.5
million. And Pam, what would you like to see out of your vendors for next year?
You know, it's interesting. Many of our chair and member organizations reflect sort of the same kind of thinking that Nina expressed for the HP community. But when you sort of ask this question around innovation versus what they do better, it seems that people's thoughts tend to gravitate toward the product in the area of innovation, and they tend to gravitate toward the customer experience in the area of what they do better. Certainly one of the issues that our member organizations face is one of scale, and it's really at both ends of the spectrum in the area of scale. We have large government organizations, corporations, and research universities that are concerned about actually being able to do massively parallel computing and looking at cell processing and trying to get the greatest computing power for the floor space and real estate and power that they need to dedicate to that processing power. And at the same time, they're looking at challenges like not seeing consistent ways to compare solutions among the vendors, consistent power ratings, consistent comparisons of the products, some ways to actually know how they're comparing apples and apples as they're looking at these huge questions of scalability. Do I build a brand new data center to accommodate a greater range of blade servers and having to pack together a lot of small servers to be able to get the effect of something massively parallel? Or do I take a look at what IBM's doing in the supercomputing arena, for instance, and is that something I need at the scale in? On the other end of the spectrum, there are a number of share member organizations that are really concerned about, give me the most computing power you can in the smallest controllable footprint, because I'm under pressure from the business to be able to actually reduce those sorts of costs in order to allow my IT organization to focus on the issues that are really going to propel my business forward, focus on the bottom and top lines, and so on. A lot of what Nina mentioned in her initial comments as well. Now, another thing that I've heard in the customer experience is that this is always an area for continual improvement. Many customers, particularly those in the sort of small and medium-sized organization space, are increasingly dependent on web presence for the kind of support that they need to get from their major vendors. So they're looking to the vendors to make things as easy as possible for them and to provide as much self-service as they can. With IBM in particular, they have some interesting challenges in the customer experience area, given the amount that they interact with their customers through their business partners. If a large organization is making many purchases through a number of business partners, then having that single view of the vendor or single view of the customer is an interesting challenge, both from the perspective of the provider and from the perspective of the customer.
The next question I'd like to ask, both of these user groups have been around for a long time, both Share and Encompass, in one form or another. Has the role of the user group changed? Pam, I'll start with you on that question.
Well, I think it has changed and remained the same. Interestingly enough, when user groups first came together, and Share has been in existence for over 50 years, it was IT professionals coming together to solve the problems of the day. And the problems of the day at that time tended to be around the operating system environment, how to improve the performance, how to help the vendors improve their products. And what's happened over time is that the products have improved, they've matured, the hardware and the technology has vastly improved over time. And the problems that the IT professionals are faced with today are more along the lines of, how do I deliver more quickly on my business objectives? How do I make all of today's complexity appear simple to the user? And how do I really figure out what of the vast array of solutions that are out there are going to get me the fastest time to successful implementation in my organization? So while it was spoken of as user groups around operating system environments 50 years ago, and people tend to use the term community around solving business problems today, it's still an opportunity for peers to share their experiences and best practices on how to solve whatever the current problems are.
Nina.
Pam, I couldn't agree with you more. I think the cheese has been moved, and we have to adapt to it. Encompass has also been around for quite a while. Our name is different, but we've been around for 40-plus years. And Encompass's core mission has remained the same, which is to provide education, networking, and advocacy to our members. What has changed are the ways in which we deliver on our mission to our members. For example, websites, web portals, webinars, blogs, and wikis, to name a few. There's also a need for more frequent education and networking opportunities. A key change in our industry is that due to IT downsizing and outsourcing, as well as budget cuts, there are fewer technologists to network with, or in the case of telecommuters, none at all. Members are looking for neighborhood activities that don't take up a lot of time and offer a chance to share ideas and bounce questions off one another. Also, cost, quality of service, and business integration continue to be at the top objective shared by most CFOs, CIO, or executives when discussing IT. This will play a significant role in 2007 strategic planning. Many are looking at consolidation strategies to address cost, ITIL to improve quality, and formal IT governance with key stakeholders to ensure business alignment. Technology can help address cost and quality of service, but it sometimes is viewed as a commodity. The struggle for many IT organizations is structure, process, governance. Internal IT organizations must be managed like a business to be viewed as credible. And the challenge for Encompass is to provide strategies and methodologies to help them achieve these objectives.
Nina, I think you've really hit on something about the change in how IT integrates with the businesses in which it functions. It no longer exists as an island of really cool technology. And the user community has a real opportunity to be the bridge between what IT has traditionally done very well, which is delivering on the technology, and its new focus in really serving the business.
Well, let's talk about the educational efforts. Are there any new methods or programs that you feel particularly strongly about coming for next year? We can start with Nina on that one.
Sure. And we recently did a survey of our members, and as a result of that survey, we're offering more year-round educational opportunities for our members and providing education that's relevant to today's HP enterprise technologists, like how to shift from a technologist to a business enabler and develop the skills to align with the business, managing offshore or managed service contracts, information technology infrastructure library, or ITIL as most know it, tiered storage and virtualization, the ability to expand globally with less infrastructure.
And Pam?
Well, once again, what you're finding is the commonality of the challenges that both of our member organizations address. SHARE has been doing many of the same things in trying to help the IT technologists bridge the gap to the business issues. One of the things we've been paying very close attention to is IBM's academic initiative, the program that they have launched so successfully with trying to bring the current computer science or information technology student to the mainframe environment and to the enterprise computing environment in general. We are exploring opportunities that we might have to engage with IBM in this area and to expose the students in their early part of their careers to the value that a community like a user group can bring to them. We also are looking at, as Nina mentioned, for Encompass, alternative delivery methods, whether it's more of a year-round experience or whether the current generation of IT professionals consumes their information in different ways. And in fact, today's podcast is just an example of a different style of educational delivery mechanism that we're looking into its value for the SHARE user community.
Absolutely, that's a good point, Pam. We're doing the same.
Okay, great. Well, this is the last formal question I have for both of you. If you're a hiring manager, what kind of skills, certifications, or experience are you looking for right now? What is the up-to-date hot skills that someone needs to have? You can go ahead first, Pam.
Well, interestingly, it's more of a breadth of skills today, and the importance of the soft skills is greater than it probably has been for past history in the IT community. It's not sufficient now to be a specialist in just one thing and narrow your skills and your professional experience to that one area. You need additional things to supplement your technical core, if you will, whether it's project management skills, whether it's the ability to understand the business and do some level of business analysis, whether it's moving up the ladder from just being an application programmer to actually being an integration specialist or a designer, whether it's having the breadth of knowledge and understanding to move into the enterprise architecture arena. Those are the kinds of skills that people need today to be able to advance their careers and that hiring managers are looking for in our experience. And so that's the kind of education and skill set that we're trying to focus on in our conference program and our other deliverables.
And Nina?
Well, I'll echo what Pam just said, very similar. The candidates more IT hiring managers are looking for are technical IT generalists, or rather people with depth in many areas who also have a business understanding, and this ties back to Encompass's educational efforts in the coming year. The days of hiring just a storage administrator or a backup administrator are gone. People need to have multiple skills in order to do more with less. And when it comes to certifications, ITIL certifications and system integration skills are desirable as well. And whether they are hired for a position in the U.S. or abroad, candidates need to have, it's paramount that they have good communication skills, as more and more they're required to present, pitch, and or defend technologies to their management.
You know, one of the interesting things that we're observing as well is that even participants in our programs need to be able to understand their business well enough to be able to sell to their management the value of their participation in an organization like Share or Encompass. So it goes from actually the day job to the participation in the user community as well.
Do either Pam or Nina, do either of you have any closing comments?
I'd just like to say thanks for the opportunity to participate in the podcast and to be able to share the discussion with Nina. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Likewise, Pam. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This concludes the SearchDataCenter.com podcast on the User Group Outlook for 2007.